Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
We've been talking about America's exit poll here at The Takeaway, which is we're looking for people's experiences of early voting, what it's been like as you've gone to the polls or you've filled out an absentee ballot. Here's a startling story of an early voter in West Virginia.
I voted straight ticket, Democrat. I pushed Obama and Biden. It immediately went up to McCain on the Republican ticket. And then we went down to the governor's race, and the same thing happened. We sat out there today and watched all them old people. Now, I'm 81, okay? And I get around pretty good. But we watched the old people going in. Some of them couldn't hardly walk up steps. Now, I just wonder how many of them went in there and pushed that button, and that happened to them. And they walked away not knowing it.
That's Ripley, West Virginia, not the only place with early voting. More than 30 other states are taking votes, too, and it's a good thing some are starting early because there are reports already about machines that don't work, like that one in Ripley, but there's still time to fix them and get those votes counted. Joining us now is Scott Finn, the news director for West Virginia Public Broadcasting, who got that sound for us, so thank you, Scott, to talk about the problems that have popped up in his state. Also with us is Shakaya Andres, a reporter for the Times Union in Jacksonville, Florida, where there have been some issues, too. So welcome, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Scott, let's start with you. In West Virginia, we're talking about electronic voting machines misreading votes. Tell us what happened and how it's being addressed.
Well, in two rural counties here, there have been 8 reports of voters saying that they have attempted to push the button for Democratic voters, and it has flipped to Democratic candidates, and it's flipped to Republican candidates. They've made these reports to the largest paper in the state, the Charleston Gazette, over the last 2 days. Election officials here are starting to take this seriously. Not really, actually. It was interesting. At first, they tended to blame the voters for not knowing what they were doing or for not checking closely enough at the end of the experience to make sure that they had voted the way they wanted to. When voters were saying over and over again they were trying to touch Democratic candidate, and all of a sudden it would click up for a Republican candidate. And as the person he spoke to earlier said, a lot of these people are older people. They're not really familiar that much with computers, and they get kind of worried when they try to touch Obama and it flips to McCain. And the response they were getting at first was just basically, well, we'll come over and we'll fix it. And that doesn't seem to be enough for a lot of people. And this is getting national attention. CNN was here yesterday, and I think that's finally getting election officials interested in trying to actually fix the problem instead of blame the voter.
And interestingly enough, Shakaya, we're going to Florida. Clearly, problems with casting votes brings back lots of memories to 2000. What happened there with machines rejecting ballots?
Well, good morning, first of all, and thanks for having me. First of all, we do not have the electronic machines like we had back in 2000. What we have are ballots, and people fill out their person of choice, who they want to elect as president or whoever their candidate is. And once people were going, filled out that form and tried to stick it in the machine would not take it. And the ballots were being placed in what was called an emergency bin on the side of the machine. And people felt a little uncomfortable that their ballots weren't being scanned in. And the ballots that were placed into the emergency bin were then counted later after the polling places were closed. So people felt uncomfortable that they did not physically
see. But is that according to election officials that those ballots were later counted?
Yes, that is according to election officials. Here in Florida, the community is also invited to come back to see those ballots being counted and rescanned.
How many voters are we talking about that ran into some troubles?
We're not sure of a number, but almost 12,000 people voted in Duval County on Monday.
And Scott, this is an interesting point that Shakaya just brought up that you speak about, which is this is a question really of trust, that voters are a little suspicious that somehow their vote is not going to count. And how are election officials dealing with that notion in West Virginia?
I think that's exactly right. I mean, even let's just assume that this is voter error, which is what they said the first time around, that older people in particular are having trouble pushing the right buttons, essentially. Even if that's the case, a lot of people are walking out of the ballot box and they're not feeling like their vote was properly recorded. And I think that that itself is a problem and a failure of the system. And it's unfortunate. In the blogosphere here, you have Republicans making accusations about voter fraud. You have Democrats now saying that Republicans are trying to steal the election, they say, again. And it's leaving a bad taste in people's mouth. And it really does taint the system. You would think that 8 years after Florida, we would have this fixed, but it seems to be not fixed at all.
Well, Scott, I mean, aside from the psychological factors of trust and, you know, whether people are comfortable with the voting, I mean, even at this early stage where we have lots of people interested in early voting and the infrastructure breaks down in this way, I mean, that story from Calvin Thomas just was pretty riveting. I mean, it sort of says it all right there. I mean, what's going to happen on Election Day if this is happening in the kind of like open-ended, environment of early voting?
Well, one more aspect in West Virginia, in the very recent past, there have been a lot of officials convicted of vote buying. I mean, I'm not talking 30, 40 years ago. I'm talking 5 years ago.
Nice.
$20 in whiskey, to be honest with you, is still enough to buy a vote in parts of the state. And so you combine that together, and the fear is that it's making people less likely to vote. We have a record registration here in West Virginia this year, like in a lot of states. And I think it's important for the media to get the word out there that there are problems. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you don't want to scare people and make them think that their vote won't count.
And, Shakaya, what about, obviously, in Florida, it's a very sensitive subject, counting mm-hmm. votes. How have election officials tried to address some of those exact issues that you've talked about, that Scott is talking about?
Well, yesterday, they received 10 more machines, and what they did was they tested all the machines to make sure that they were working, and they found the problem is what they said. You know, and they blamed it on ballots being askew. And apparently if the ballot, because we have our early election precincts, people can go to any branch. So they're having to print each ballot for each person or wherever a precinct they go. So because they're having to print it out, some of them were printing askew, and they weren't printed, you know, directly on it the way it needs to be. So that was causing the machine to kick back the ballot.
So in that instance, they're saying, okay, we've identified the problem. Now we've solved mm-hmm. it. You can have confidence that your vote is counting.
Mm-hmm. And we had state and local lawmakers who had a press conference yesterday.
And so they're trying to get on the issue early. I'm sure voters want to see. Scott Finn, news director at West Virginia Public Broadcast, thanks for joining us. And Shakaya Andres, a reporter for the Times Union in Jacksonville, Florida, thank you.
Thank you.
We are always on at The Takeaway, and you know it's America's exit poll around here.
I filled out an early absentee ballot, so I have already voted. And the reason I voted is I'm a musician and I'm going to be on tour, and I'll be in Arizona on Election Day and won't be able to vote in my home district.
What would make voting easier for you? Give us a call, 877-8-MY-TAKE.
You can join the conversation online, and if you missed anything in any of our coverage, catch up with us on iTunes. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Adora Udoji, and this is The Takeaway.